When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. You get the Joe Crypto special of the night. At 844-843-6879. Joe, the crypto prop for Dallas OKC from Joe with that number there. We have NBA and NHL playoffs tonight all night long. Rangers Carolina now. Celtics Cavs now. Avs Stars later. Mavs Thunder later. So two doubleheaders in both the hockey and the basketball. We have everybody playing in baseball pretty much. We have the golf. We have Rick Haro on a Tuesday night.
See where his
travels taking him later on in the week. And more, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for that too, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
You burnt out. They had no juice with that. No juice. You were supposed to be like Buffer coming out. Yeah, you did 3 hours with me on the TV side. You got no juice. You punch yourself out in the first. You can't do that, Carver. You can't. I was at the gym. I banged out an hour workout in between sets. In between sets. I'm like Axl Rose. Bow! Banging it out between sets.
You know, well, you're doing that, and I'm getting dragged around by the kids. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing for 2 hours. So, I mean, it's
Billy Club special. Billy Club special.
What am I supposed to do here? You know, I wish I could go spend the hour.
Oh, I got Carver this
national game. Instead, I'm getting smashed over here. So,
all right, so let me tell you what I have.
Yeah.
We were on Coast to Coast, and I said I was doing the parlay. I did over 9.5 Blue Jays Phillies. It's 8-0. Over 8 White Sox in Tampa Bay, 4-0. They had bases loaded. They couldn't convert. 4-0. And this gutless top 6 Baltimore National game, 1-0. Could we get 9 runs here? Could they explode for me?
Man, and Harper's been red hot. He hit a grand slam just now for the Phillies in that game to make it 8-0. So, Harper.
How many homers he has? How many homers?
That was his
12th.
I have it here, Joe. Hold on. Actually, no.
We got a no sweat parlay. Say
but
what?
But he started slow. That for Dallas and OKC, Joe. We'll put something together for that. That was his 9th, the grand slam that he hit. But
you
he hit them all
him for 50.
No, I don't want to take him for 50. What do they have him for 40 right now? They usually don't have that up while the games are on. You can only really look at that stuff, I think, Joe.
Hang on.
They don't update that during the season, I don't think. I think that's a preseason thing only, the home run.
Sure, I think they do.
All they offer you is the league leaders, which he's down the list on that. So they don't offer you that 30-plus, 40-plus, 50-plus.
Home run hitters, what are you talking about?
What batter props? What are you talking about? That's
batter
for tonight.
Props.
That's like to hit a homer tonight.
Nah, you sure?
That's for tonight. Am I sure? Yeah, I'm sure.
It might be your first rodeo. You sure about that?
It's not. You see, that's the thing.
Let me tell you how many times I make bets. Is that what we're at?
It's not. I mean, I've every week I do that thing on the C2C record. I do the MLB futures.
Okay, hero.
It's never there.
Okay.
So. But all they have is you can bet whoever's going to lead the league, and Otani's the favorite now at plus 320. So they don't even have Harper up there. Where is he? 38-1 for Harper to lead the league in homers.
No, I don't think he's going to do that.
No, I don't think he's. Well, if you think he's going to hit 50, Joe, he's going to be close. If you want to go bet him for 50,
you know what I want to go bet, Carver?
What's that?
I'll tell you what I want to go bet. Goalie props. Ottinger.
Yeah, you love the goalie props, man. That's been your deal. Let me give you an update of what's happening first, Joe.
Give me the update.
The Hurricanes lead the Rangers 2-1 at the end of the first period. Now, it was 1-1. Carolina scored with like less than 10 seconds left in the period on a deflection. So that was very unfortunate for the Rangers. So you have a 2-1 game there. I don't know why they just locked it on me. Maybe they're starting the third. Dallas and Colorado, of course, will start later. We'll get to that in a moment. NBA side. They're at the half in Boston. 10-point lead for the Celtics. 59-49. Is the score there. Now, that second quarter actually wasn't great. The Celtics scored 40 points in the first quarter, Joe, and then they scored 19 in the second. So they let the foot off the gas a little bit. You're not good. And Jaylen Brown's got 20 in the first half.
I told you, 40. Come on.
You have it, right? Aren't you in on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think I put it with something. I got to look.
Put it with the golf?
Just wait with the golf. Stop. I'm trying to put something in as we speak here. I got a wheel play coming up.
Celtics live play. Are minus 13.5, so really no change from the pregame. 211.5, the live total for that one. The Thunder have moved to 4, Joe, which we're going to talk about in a little bit because we're going to put the parlay together for that. Minus 4 for OKC in that game. And in the baseball, you've pretty much given a couple of these already. The Phillies are up 8-0 on the Blue Jays. The Diamondbacks are up 2-0 on the Reds in Cincinnati. Tigers lead Cleveland 8-7. That was a dead over. We like that. I like that one. Nationals 1-0 over the Orioles. That's in the sixth. Rays up 4-0. Angels up 4-0. Yankees up 4-1 in the bottom of the third and with guys on and full bases here.
Full metal jacket? It's full metal jacket?
Braves are up 2-0 on Boston. Bottom second in Chicago. That was a 9, Joe. Down to 7.5 after nobody scores the first two innings there. Seattle leads the Twins 2-0 on a Haniger homer. Brewers lead the Royals 2-0. Cardinals hit the Mets already with 3 runs early on. And we still have Giants, Rockies, and Marlins, Dodgers in the baseball.
Okay.
So that's what's going on live in terms of what we have.
All right.
For this.
I don't know what else to tell you.
What else do you got for me? You wanted to get into the whole thing. What do you have?
Oh, I put a wheel play in.
Give me the wheel play.
29 saves for Ottinger at plus 122. Over 9.5 Brew Crew Royals. Over 8.5 Mariners Twins. Over 13.5, Gents and Colorado. Wheel play.
Over 10.5, Giants and Colorado.
No, 13.5.
No, 13.5. Oh, you altered it.
Yep.
Sorry. My apologies. Alt play for you. Alt special.
I mean, if you do, right.
I hope so. Could we get a homer from Lamont Wade in that game? I played him at plus 650.
I don't know. Could I get some runs here with this Baltimore National game? I mean, we're going to sit at 1-0 here. I mean, you want to talk about dead as a doornail. Like,
yeah,
really.
That's a dead under. That's finished. We got no shot there.
Appreciate the positivity, Carver.
I'm just saying, unfortunately, we got no shot there.
You're a real nice guy. Real nice guy.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, you know, real nice with the positivity. I'm going to wait until you get smashed with the golf. You're on a little bit of a heater. You got a lot of machismo.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on a little bit of a heater. I don't think so. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. They've started the second period at the Garden, Joe. I gotta tell you, like, it's 2-1, right? It's a one-goal game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting the Rangers at plus 220 live. I mean, there's two periods left.
Rationalize it. Just pull the trigger.
What am I missing here?
I don't know why you have to overthink it.
What's the number for the game to go to overtime?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, plus 300. Not enough.
Not enough for you. You're a glutton. You're a pig. You got the trough.
I know what the line is, and that's not the line. Yeah.
Sharp. You're a sharp.
Well, I see why they just changed even more, because Carolina's going to the power play here.
So go ahead, hero. Come on. Step it up. Sometimes you got to buy low. You can't just buy high when the momentum is on your side. Sometimes you got to buy into resistance. Come on.
Buy into resistance.
Exactly. Okay. When they're selling it, sell. You got to sometimes take them. Buy.
What do you want to do for this token for the Dallas OKC game?
What?
What do you want to do for the token?
All right, the token. We got a risk-free bet. How many legs you want?
Oh, no, I don't have a risk-free bet. I don't have that.
What do you mean? I have a risk-free token.
I don't have that. I have the 30% profit boost.
I got a no-sweat token here.
Well, you got more than me then, I guess. You get a lot of the perks that I don't get, so.
Step it up.
You know, you're a heavy hitter player there. I don't get the same.
No, you're just obviously. I mean, you're picking them up and putting them down. You got the golf syndicate behind you. I mean, yeah, all we do is win. We tee off and we cash in later.
Why you don't like that? The golf guys are going to the window. You don't like that?
No, I love that. You got a nice little thing going on with the golf guys. Did you see Toasty? He used a 3-iron on 9.
I don't understand why you get upset. I mean, that you only bet the long shots.
Did you see? Oh, did you see Homer put in that 47-foot putt?
Well, if you're going to make fun of the golf, then we'll just move on.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, we'll just move on. Then.
We love the golf. I'm just saying. Oh, you see, you're a little sensitive when we talk about the golf syndicate.
Well, because I know when you're upset, you start to make fun of it, and you start to needle it, and it just gets, you know. You can tell that you're annoyed with it, is what it comes down to. What a stupid penalty this guy just took. What a moron this guy. Did you see this guy on Carolina? What are we doing here?
No, I'm watching the basketball. I'm in the halftime. Let's put in something for the hoops. Come on.
All right, so Dallas and OK. I have a 30% SGP token is what I have.
I'm taking the 4 with Dallas. You know what? I'm taking the 4 with Dallas.
Yeah, I don't want to go that. I don't want to.
All right, so you don't want to do that? All right.
Well, I want to go big. Let's go big. If it's risk free, then you can go big.
All right, 35. All right, Doncic or Kyrie, 650. I really want Kyrie.
How about 30 Kyrie?
Okay.
35 SGA.
Okay.
How about, can we get two threes from Chet? or Isaiah Joe? Or do you want to go Bounds? How about Bounds?
How about we do this? Bounds. For who? Chet?
Yeah, let's do Chet Bounds. What's Chet's Bounds?
8.5.
All right, so 10 Bounds?
10 Bounds. All right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. We might be putting a little too much trust in the kid there. I don't know if we want to.
I mean, why not? I mean, I have no sweat.
How about... who's got the biggest bound number here? Yeah, Luka. We don't want that many bounds for Luka.
How about this? How about Luka for 4 threes?
Yeah, but we got, okay. You want to put that? So you're saying with the Kyrie points and the SGA points? How about Dort?
For bounds.
For threes.
No, for bounds.
Yeah, Dort doesn't work the glass.
He can't get 4 bounds?
What's his number for 4?
I mean, 4 bounds.
Minus 135, fine. I'll put it in the pot.
All right.
Is that it? You're not going to be happy with that. That doesn't have enough sizzle for you.
Yeah,
you need sizzle. You don't like it unless it's like a shiny new toy. You don't.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
yeah, that's too basic for you. That play.
Let's do Holmgren for bounce. 10.
How about Holmgren for threes?
Fine. How many?
That'll sizzle you up. How about 3?
Good.
Yeah.
We're in.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night, right, Joe? Is it Tuesday?
Yes.
It is Tuesday. How about this, Joe, for bad news? Now, the Knicks were already playing with basically
a skeleton crew.
6 or 7 guys, right? I mean, they were really, that was it. That was as far as the bench went. Well, now they're going to be forced, Joe, to have to put somebody else into the mix. Mitchell Robinson sustained a stress injury to his left ankle. He will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks. He won't need surgery and will be rehabbing. He had tests done late this afternoon. That is, that's unfortunate. You know, he's another guy, Joe. Remember we did all the talk about Fragile with Tyler Hero?
Yep, hey, Hero.
Mitchell Robinson's another guy, Fragile. He just doesn't play. He just doesn't play.
Glass house.
Glass house. Glass house.
That's it.
Yeah, it really
is.
Here's
the thing. You know, well, let's see how good the Knicks are now.
Well, they're going to have to play more of Precious. Precious Achiuwa is going to have to get more burn now.
All right.
He got a lot of burn when I mean, Mitchell missed what he missed, like 4 months, Joe, at one point this year. So.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like he didn't play this year, Precious Achiuwa. So.
No, he's definitely, let me tell you, he is definitely ready.
And, you know, he might be a little bit more suited, Joe, to go out and you know, follow Turner out there on the perimeter than maybe Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson were. So that's something to look
saying?
At, too. I'm saying maybe it's a good. I mean, listen, it's not like if Thibodeau thought it was going to be good, he would have been doing it already. He's the coach of the Knicks, not me. But maybe it ends up being all right for them. Get somebody else some burn.
That's it.
But I don't know how these guys are going to make it anyway, Joe. These guys are all playing 40-plus minutes a night, the whole starting five.
So what are you saying? Well, it's like college, Carver. I mean, they did it in college.
I guess.
They did it in college. Nova Knicks. Nova Knicks.
Go New York.
Go New York. Go. Go New York. Go New York. Go. Now we got everybody talking like that down the streets.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, everybody's a Knicks fan now.
Flavor well, of the day. Well, you know. To be fair, Joe, and I'll say this about at least here in the New York metropolitan area, in Northern Jersey, and all this, and Connecticut, and everything, it's the one sport that has one team that can unite everybody. You know, there's obviously Met and Yankee fans, there's Jet and Giant fans, there's Islander, Ranger, Devil fans. There's no Net fans. There's none. So it's just no Net fans. There just isn't. So I mean, everybody kind of gravitates to the Knicks when the Knicks are good. Rangers tie it, Joe, 2-2. Lafreniere with his second of the night.
Pat LaFontaine?
No, Alexis Lafreniere.
Did you bet it? You didn't
bet
it, did you?
Yeah, I did.
That didn't sound like a man that actually
plus 220 to the bet.
I did it. Yeah, I played it.
Now, I have another. Remember that you told me the other day you got a token for an SGP for hockey?
Yeah.
I randomly got one today.
Maybe they felt like you were bad and
I don't know, but I'm still only getting those like $10 maxes. But they threw me a token for the Ranger Hurricane.
Oh,
game.
I got some stuff cooking. 2-0 Nationals, bottom
Whoa.
Seven. 2-0. Crack it open.
I saw the White Sox got on the board.
3-0
Tampa.
We're starting to run. Crack it open. I need 7 more.
Did you play the over in the Diamondback Red game?
No, that was the one over I didn't play.
Did you play the over in the Yankee Astro game?
No.
Okay. Did you play the over in the Twin Mariner game?
Yes, I have okay. Over 8.5.
Because Jeffers just hit a 3-run homer for Minnesota, so. It is a Rick Haro Tuesday, so we'll come back and talk to our sports business and legal insider, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Before we get to Rick, Joe, quickly. So 2-2 now, Carolina and the Rangers, about 10 minutes to go in the second period. Carolina is on the power play right now, so we will see. They've had, Joe, this is their fourth power play of the game, and the Rangers have only had one. So you know what that might mean for the next 10 or 20 minutes or so, Joe. Although they've just taken a Carolina guy off, so they ruin another. That's the second. Oh, to be fair, Joe, that's the second power play that they've taken a stupid penalty during their power play. So maybe they don't deserve it to begin with. Celtics are up 11 with 8.5 to go in the third quarter in Boston over the Cavs. They're now 15.5 live. Of course, Rick Haro was our sports business and legal insider. And he's with us on Carver and Lisi every week, along with, of course, Pharrell on Coast to Coast. Rick, good to talk to you as always. How are you?
Good. How are the Cubs doing? I haven't had a chance. I was just playing tennis. Are they up?
The Cubs, actually, give me one second here, Rick. I was just looking at that. The Cubs are scoreless in the bottom of the fourth, and everybody was on the over tonight because the wind was blowing out at Wrigley. In fact, now they take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back Cody Bellinger, who just came back off the IL. He just homered to right center, and now I'm really mad because I stared at his plus 400 to hit a homer about 2 hours ago, and I said, it's his first game back. He's probably going to be a little rusty, and sure enough, he homers. So that's what I get.
Imanaga's
on the...
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going tonight.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Well, not only
you're right. As a whole, they've been very good. But this kid, he's not really even a kid, Rick, to be fair, who they brought over, Imanaga, he's 5-0 with an ERA under 1. And again, he's got 4 shutout innings tonight against the Padres. They're going to have to start talking about him. Forget the rookie of the year, Rick. They're going to have to start talking about him for the Cy Young if he keeps pitching like this.
the wrong Japanese player got the big contract with the Dodgers, thankfully for the Cubs. And this is a, you know, mania of a new guy hitting the scene. I haven't seen this since Valenzuela, and now it's early. I mean, he's only had a few starts, and it's only early May. But, you know, this is – it gives a Cub fan – we started a new fruitless streak, you know, since 16, and it's been now 8 years. But this may be the year again.
Well, Rick, before we, you know, get into the 15, tell us about that situation with the F1 over the weekend. Did you see the prices of some of the food over there? That's even more than the Masters. Did you see that? I had a couple of friends that went down there. They're shooting $200 for a lobster roll.
Well, listen. That's a special lobster roll. That's a lobster roll for like that's a banquet lobster roll. It ain't $200. There was a little bit of a misunderstanding about prices. I am not a house organ for Steve Ross and the stadium, but there were different parts of the stadium where our experiences where you had the chefs and the big time expenses and it was way over the top for some. For others, they had the normal discounts and normal Coke and hot dog. I'm not defending it because the prices were pretty high, but I will tell you it was packed to the gills, and I would tell you the economic impact is $1 billion. And you know, thank Lando Norris, right? Because you know, here's a kid where Verstappen wins 19 of 22 races last year, and everybody's talking about how this is like the Schumacher days. Schumacher days and the Hamilton days where there's no competition. And in the biggest race of the year in America, at least, the kid from England wins. So I know I'm not answering your question, but it's part of the experience down there, and it was overall successful. And listen, if you want to buy a lobster roll and you don't have $200, go somewhere else.
Hey, Rick, quick, which was bigger, the Vegas event or the Miami event in regards to just total revenue and viewership?
Well, I think the Vegas event was basically effectively a street race. So the attendance might have been a little lower total. And Vegas, in terms of having other major events there that will kind of dilute the calendar, that's one thing. Miami, this is a much bigger and special event for Miami, but they, you know, have the national championship coming up and on and on and on. But at the end of the day, you had, 170 to 200,000 around that event, because it's not only a football stadium that Steve Ross built, but grandstands all over that Autodrome Park he's renamed. So I'm thinking net-net on a comparative basis, Miami was bigger.
And look, I'm not saying that they're wrong in what they're charging for chicken fingers and fries, which is what was like $250 or whatever it was. But you got to remember something when you think about this. They're not catering to the everyday, family taking to the F1 race. That's not exact. And I don't even think that was probably some special VIP area those prices were from, Rick.
Yeah.
I don't think those were the normal area. Yeah. That's for the people that have the Black American Express cards and, a $200 chicken finger for them is like me taking a $5 bill out of my pocket.
Well, yeah, although that's a bad analogy because I've never seen you take any money out of your pocket, ever. But that's right.
Good analogy, Rick.
That's a good attempt. But you are right. And one of the things that was important to remember this year was that they put in a number of $150 a person day pass tickets where you could walk the grounds, you can go up to the third level. There were standing room platforms on the third level of the stadium, which is normally the upper deck for a football stadium. But the view up there, trust me, is better than 90% of the views anywhere because you get to see the entire complex, and the prices were reasonable there. So he actually put in more family affordable seats because they were listening last year, and there were actually no areas where you could take your family without taking out a second mortgage.
I know we're going to get into it after the break, but, you know, what do you think, like, in regards to the viewership, in regards to the experience? The horse racing or the F1 racing? Which do you think live? I think the horse racing is better.
Well, the horse racing is, you know, the best 2.5 minutes in life, right? And so it's over quickly. I can't think of too many other ways you can get excited about 2.5 minutes, but that's for another day. The bottom line was that was an incredible photo finish. And when you think about it, $200 million of Churchill Downs improvements. The handle was up 8%. The betting for the entire week around the country was up 4%. And so the entire business world of the Derby was a great experience. As far as wall to wall, you know, they're both pretty unique experiences. And the only thing you don't have at the Formula One, which you do have at infields like at NASCAR races, that infield at the Kentucky Derby, trust me, let me just put it this way, it is a amazing gathering. And boy, when it rains, it's an even more amazing gathering. I'll just leave that to your imagination.
All right, Rick, we will come back and we will start to go through all of this other stuff that we have in the 15. Our sports business and legal insider, Rick Caro, is with us, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. 2-2 Carolina and the Rangers, just under 5 minutes to go in the second period right now. And we have the Celtics up 12. So that's really just been hanging around the number pretty much the entire, since the beginning of the second quarter. It's basically two quarters just hanging right around that number. And we'll see if the Celtics pull away in the fourth or if the Cavs have a chance to maybe cover that. I know Joe's looking for the Cavs to cover that number for him tonight, that's for sure. All right, let's get Rick back in, and we'll go through as much of the 15 as we can. You know, there's been a lot, Rick, about this potential new NBA deal, and it seems the thing that gets brought up the most in it is the inside the NBA with TNT, because of course that's been such a staple for a long time of NBA coverage. We've heard the Barkley stuff that, you know, he'd be out of there if Turner loses the hoops. Ernie Johnson's always committed to TNT no matter what. So that could be a major shift in terms of how fans watch their basketball, depending on what happens with this deal.
A lot of shakeups left, by the way. Probably 70-some-odd billion dollars all told. Amazon looks like they're going to have a Friday night slot to themselves through Prime, which is incredible. They also are going to give ESPN their $2.6 billion deal there a year. And there's room for NBC on this whole thing, too. And then the subplot is, what about these pregame shows? And you've nailed it. A couple of the contracts allow people to move, and a couple do not. And so it was an event or amazing show and an amazing run. It survived, but it may not be like it used to be, because those personalities make the show, not the other way around. The only thing I can think of that's anywhere close was, you know, inside the NFL, the old HBO folks with Bonacani and Dawson, and, you know, that was an amazing show. They kept the name, but it wasn't the same show and hasn't been the same show, even though it went to different networks. So it's all got to shake out, but it's probably not going to be like it was.
Rick, let's transition to the NCAA. They have a lawsuit with Grand House, the Arizona State swimmer, right? They're about to pay, what is it, $2.7 billion in regards to the lawsuit? So if they do lose, does that open up now regulation as it relates to NIL? What can we expect from this?
It's probably going to be a settlement that preserves the NCAA's ability to govern, because, you know, if they lose and go to trial, they may have nothing. So they'll work out some kind of a grand settlement that they may pay all of those damages in the past. And they'll dip into their coffers and they'll take some money from their TV deals. and they'll see what happens. But then in the future, there may be an NIL stipend of up to $10 million that goes to athletes at all levels, including swimmers in what you might call minor sports. And it might be a way for the NCAA to get back into some position of authority or power that was lost in the old Emmert administration, because, you know, nobody really believed that they were out front of the NIL issue. Now they may have the ability to regain some governance. So we're going to have to watch this very carefully.
Rick, what is the deal with Marvin Harrison Jr. with this NFLPA licensing deal? Because we know how when these kids get drafted, they, you know, immediately the teams want to start selling their jerseys, and they get put in the Madden game, and they get do all that. Why did young Marvin not want to do all this?
Well, young Marvin might have been smart, but he refused to do the Fanatics deal, which generally was to run 4 years, usually 2 years, the last 2 years of college, and the first 2 years as a pro. Everything's going to be changed up now that the NIL rulings are different. But with Fanatics, once you sign, you come under the NFLPA licensing agreement, and the Fanatics would have superseded that. He chose not to do it on the theory that, you know, NIL money was going to give these guys more, even a first-round number four draft pick, than you would have in your first couple of years with the NFL. So they've got to standardize those rules going forward, and I think the NFL Players Association will have an input in the collective bargaining as it relates to syncing these up in the future. That's what's going to happen long term. Short term, you know, he's picking his number. The Cardinals open camp this Friday, I believe it is. And he's supposed to be there, and he'll have a number and a jersey, but we'll see what happens.
Rick, we saw Ryan Garcia and Haney a couple of weeks ago. This weekend it was Canelo Alvarez. Is it safe to assume possibly boxing is back, maybe, just maybe, with Jake Paul and Tyson on deck in June or July?
Yeah, I'm getting my Frazier Norton Foreman tickets, and I'm going to go to the Miami Beach Convention Center, and I'm going to go watch those fights. You know what? I'm afraid, no matter how good these fights' names may be, especially with a 80-year-old guy fighting to reclaim his past glory, it doesn't hold a candle to the old days. Even I'm going back to memory lane. I'm sure some of your demographic will say, "What the hell is he doing?" But didn't you love the old Burns, Hagler, Leonard fights? They're all interchangeable. They all beat the hell out of each other. Yeah, I mean, those. When are we going to get those back again? So maybe we're in better shape than we were 5, 6, 7 years ago, but we have a long way to go.
Rick, before you go, what's the schedule here? Are you going to Valhalla next week?
Absolutely. I'm going to go to the Panthers on Tuesday night, game five. Assuming there's a game five, the way they played yesterday.
Well,
actually, they'll be game five. They'll be game five. They'll be game six. And then I'm going straight to Valhalla. And then I realize not that far on the map, so in like half an inch. So I'm going to go from there to Chicago and watch my cousin play a couple of games.
All right, Rick. Great job as always. We'll talk to you next week. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right, Joe. Here's what's going on. Carolina got a goal towards the end of the period there against the Rangers. So they will take a 3-2 lead into the locker room. That was Gensel, who got his second of the night, third of the playoffs. So 3-2 Carolina was in the final 2 minutes there. So going into the third, you will have Rangers plus 235 and a 7.5 live total. So the first two games of this series, Joe, or at least the first five periods of it, almost, you know, really opposite of everything else we've kind of seen in the NHL playoffs, right? I mean, we've had a lot of tight games lately. This series has kind of been against that mold. A lot of overs.
It has.
It's not over yet. They could end 3-2 for all we know and stay under 5.5. But for the first two periods.
Yeah, but I mean, even if they pull the goalie, then you get the 4-2 most of the time, right? I mean, they're gonna pull the goalie at some point, right? And then that door is wide open. You would think. I put in a wheel play while Rick was talking. Are you ready? You know, I don't know if you're gonna like it, but.
It's okay. It doesn't matter if I like it.
Dallas Stars to win 4-2 in the series.
Okay.
Mavericks to win the series.
Okay.
And I took a shot on Joker at plus 470 and the Nuggets to win the series.
Wow, Joker, huh? Went to the Joker.
Joker's supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread, no? I mean, did we build him up like the second coming of what? Who? Will Chamberlain and all the great players? I mean, isn't that what he was last year?
Hey, I'm not,
I'm just saying, am I wrong? I mean, if anybody could turn around the momentum of a series, it's got to be the great Joker.
Mm.
No?
Look, I'm not telling you it can't happen.
No, I'm just saying, though. I mean, like last year, everybody was throwing the bouquets. Oh, he's unbelievable. Joker does this. Look at what he does. He's a facilitator. Look at the touch, the inside-out game. Where is he this year? He's getting blasted by Anthony Edwards. Getting blasted. I mean, you know what's crazy? It's like these guys are in their prime. Well, we're not talking about, like, some washed-up guy. Joker's in his prime. Think MJ would get abused like that when he was on the pinnacle?
No.
I'm just saying.
I think that there's definitely, we definitely need to see probably a little step-up from him.
I mean, these guys are just gutless. They're gutless, Denver. Gutless.
I told you earlier on C2C, I think the play, if you think that Denver has any shot at all, I think the play is to go to that 13-1.
Yeah, but it's a short-term play for me. Short-term.
Oh, short-term play. You don't want a long-term investment. You want a short-term
play. No, because I have Dallas to win the West. So ultimately, I don't want...
Well, if you want Dallas to win the West, you want the Nuggets out.
Yeah, but the Nuggets can win this series.
Yeah, but Nuggets bad matchup for Dallas. They always clean Dallas out. You Dallas would have a better shot against Minnesota. I know Minnesota's played great, but if I was Dallas, I'd probably rather play Minnesota than Denver.
All right. Well, because Dallas has nobody.
Dallas has absolutely nobody. The Joker will feast like it's Thanksgiving Day if he plays.
They'll be throwing bouquets at the guy.
Yes, he'll be back to bouquets. No doubt in my mind.
All right. Well, then I guess we root for the T-Wolves.
I want to get Dallas. I see a path for Dallas, Joe. I do.
To what? Win it all or just the West?
No, to get through the West. And then, I mean, who knows, win it all. You get there, and of course you got a shot if you get there,
I have a couple of good tickets that are some crazy tickets.
I got a lot of things connected to them.
No. These are like within the – I mean, these are Dallas, Boston Bruins, LSU to make the playoffs, and the Blue Jays to make the playoffs. It's not bad.
It's not out of the question.
Not out of the question.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.